Prepare yourself
for a talk radio
experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. We do this little syndicated broadcast out of the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ to a great list of AM and FM affiliates, the internet, satellite, as well as shortwave, every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. I guess that'd be 2 to 4 Pacific. We have another jam-packed broadcast for you today. There's another Waco that could be shaping up in New Hampshire, the Live Free or Die state, and we were at the center of national media coverage on that Thursday and Friday with my weekday syndicated show. And coming up later in the broadcast, we're scheduled. Their phone lines haven't been cut again. The police turn them on and off on a really every few hours out there at the – they also jam their cell phones – out there at the Brown family property in New Hampshire. So we'll be giving you a report on that coming up a little bit later. Armored vehicles, helicopters, drones, hundreds of armed police. People been fired on. The police then kidnapped people and told them not to tell anyone that they'd been fired on. This has now been coming out in the press. We, of course, broke it. Pretty serious business. Pretty serious business. So that is coming up a little bit later. And that's what it is when they shoot at you and then grab you and taser you and then tell you to lie to the media for them. That's called official oppression and kidnapping. So we'll be going over that for you today on this June 10th, 2007 edition. Also, it is a tactic by the federal government and the private corporations that own and run this country. Our senators and congressmen and women are nothing but paid representatives who are auctioned off, literally, publicly, to the highest bidder. It's a tactic. For 6 years, they've been introducing and reintroducing the blanket complete amnesty bill. They've been doing that now for 6 years. And when the season comes up every year for them to try it, they will introduce it three or four times in a row, each time claiming it's been withdrawn forever. That's a way of acting like, you know, you're in a fight and you're getting your butt kicked and you're down on the ground. You say, okay, I give up, but you grab a handful of sand and throw it in the person's eyes that you started the fight with to begin with. And that's what's happened here. Also, to his credit, about a month ago when they first tried to pass it, Senator Sessions released some of the subsections of the bill. Now they've been told to keep the bill secret. We all knew it was bad when they said, it's a secret bill, but trust us, it's not amnesty. But he did release some of the subsections, and they even talked about sanctioning him in the Senate for doing so. This is the new freedom where your senators aren't supposed to tell you about bills. They're just supposed to lie to you. See, things are a-changing. Well, earlier last week, the entire text of the bill was released by Senator Sessions. And frankly, what I found even blew me away. I really have trouble believing this. I didn't know that the full text had been released. I was driving down the road, heard Neil Bortz talking about it, reading subsection by subsection. Frankly, I see Neil as kind of a fake libertarian, fake conservative. I mean, some would see him as hardcore. I see him as milquetoast, but it did turn out that I thought, wow, is he telling the truth? He's doing a good job. And I went and looked it up, and sure enough, he was. There were the subsections of the bill, as he had said. It legalizes aggravated child rapists, not just child molesters. We're talking about aggravated child kidnappers, child rapists. It actually says it in the bill. You just type into Google 20 loopholes of immigration bill or 20 loopholes of amnesty bill. It's up on prisonplanet.com. But go to Senator Sessions' own site. He shows the subsection and then shows the actual text of the bill. Now, I got to my office, and I literally almost fell out of my chair. I mean, our government is so evil and so illegitimate now because frankly, I was thinking, is Bortz joking that it legalizes child molesters? And no. In fact, he held back. It's aggravated child, brutal child kidnappers. Now, you see, this is the Twilight Zone. And then it got worse from there. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about that a little bit later. But I'm hearing all these national announcements. I've literally received hundreds of emails. I can barely get through to the serious ones or the important ones. I'm not knocking you, but the listeners are sending me, hey, drink some champagne. I'm barbecuing and celebrating. We saved America, because this is America killing legislation. No, we did not win. We have not won. Okay? This is like a 12-round heavyweight boxing match. We're about six rounds through this, and they are trying to sucker punch you, telling you they're not fighting anymore. It's the oldest tactic in the book. To get their North American Union, to get their New World Order, to drive down the wages, to complete the New World Order, and to complete the chain migration and anchor babies, and to bankrupt the states for federalization, they've got to do this. By the way, it legalizes all criminal gang members, people with admitted aggravated felon records who are members of MS-13 and other groups, instantly legalized, says it by name in the subsection. I might as well just cover this now. There's 20 of these smoking guns. I demand that you go read it. I demand that people... But then what blew me away was when all this finally supposedly got beaten in this round, Friday night I watched quite a bit of CNN and Fox, and they had these Republican pundits up lying, saying, well, it's a good bill, but people just didn't work together, and folks are mad at Congress that we can't get something done. They always, that's called spin, folks. They don't talk about what's in the bill. It's all about, can't we just get something done? Can't we just fix this problem? And they have mainly Republicans up there with Ted Kennedy lying and saying this is going to get tough on immigration when it's the exact opposite. By the way, it's not amnesty. It is total capitulation. End of America. 20+% of the ground force in Iraq and the army is illegal alien legalized. Did you know that major city departments are now hiring illegal aliens to become cops? That's AP. You cannot make, folks, this is the end of America. By design, the globalists know exactly what they're doing. And so, I, for those of you that aren't going to believe me, aren't going to believe Neil Bortz, you're going to believe the other mainline fake conservative talk show host. You're going to believe the chairman of GOPAC, Mr. Steele, I saw on CNN and Fox, lying. You're going to believe other Republicans that they had out there pushing this. I saw J.C. Watts. That guy is a congenital liar. And he's about as conservative as Mao Zedong. But he puts on a fake, Oklahoma accent and a country boy act. I mean, these are corporate shills, folks. When are you going to figure out this is big money and power here? They're lying to you. I mean, just the insult of the lying. Just how they... I remember hearing Tony Snow all over national talk radio making the rounds. The White House press secretary lying and swearing, but going, you can't see the bill, but I promise it'll get tough on illegals. And it's total, complete... See, I'm already running out of time here. I've got so much news to cover. But here is the Associated Press, in case you don't want to believe me. Okay, just go to PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com or type it into a search engine. Bush hopes to revive immigration bill. This is Friday night. He said while he was still at the G8 overseas in Europe that he's going to go to Congress personally next week and try to literally cajole and twist arms, carrot in the stick, to try to get this passed in the Senate and get the 10 more votes that they need to do it. Okay? So Bush hopes to revive immigration bill. For any of you that are denying that it's that I'm wrong and, you're saying, oh, we beat it, go celebrate, Alex. I've watched these people too long, okay? And you're going to have to fight this next year. You're going to have to fight the next. And by the way, this is just legalizing the illegal aliens. They're already by fiat legal. Don't have to have cards to get bank accounts. Don't have to have anything. And you try drinking a few beers and getting pulled over, you're going to jail. The illegal aliens, All right, when we get back, U.S. government, caught as usual, trying to stage a terror attack at the G8 summit. Mainstream news, of course, it's not our government. They just say they are. Massive news there. Perry last week went to a secret meeting in violation of federal law. Ron Paul's called for a criminal investigation. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
JLS Research, the makers of all-natural and very effective NoBio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organics and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grape seed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is The Alex Jones Show.
All right, welcome back. We're going to go to New Hampshire coming up in the next segment with InfoWars.com reporter Matt Lepasek, who was inside what the police are calling a compound just a few days ago. We're also going to be having the Browns on as well. Let me get into this right now. This is a headline: G8 false flag terror attack averted. U.S. security men attempted to smuggle C4 plastic explosives past German checkpoint and were caught by the Germans. Now, before I read you this news article, here's one from 2001. This is what we do at PrisonPlanet.com. We go and get you all the past examples. In Genoa, Italy, the G8, they ran over people with tanks. They killed them, peaceful protesters. They admittedly planted bombs on them as a way to frame them. BBC reported Genoa police admit fabrication, that they were told to plant bombs on people and attack them, physically kill them, and send others to prison. Just type in Genoa police admit fabrication into your search engine. You can have that for yourself. Now, there's the article we put together today, G8 false flag terror attack averted. We're going to get to that, but first I want to cover some of the news that came out over the week. This is just the news from this week concerning terror. And one little piece of evidence that I learned of 7 years ago but have never really talked about on the radio, or at least not properly talked about at some length. Now, this just came out. This came out 6 days ago. Okay, this came out last Monday. Shin Bet involved in 1976 hijacking. Shin Bet is the internal Israeli security apparatus. You know, Mossad is the external. Shin Bet involved in 1976 hijacking. Now, this is not from PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. This is from the Jerusalem Post. Now, we went back and did a flashback of the Jerusalem Post, as well as UPI, AP, Haaretz, as well as other Israeli publications, admitting that hundreds of al-Qaeda attacks in Israel were Mossad operations. Mossad and Shin Bet dressed up as Arabs in 2002, 2003, till they were caught in 2004 when another arm of Israeli security forces blew the whistle. Again, the whole government isn't bad. It's key elements. This is Jerusalem Post. A Shin Bet involved in 1976 hijacking, declassified British, and, of course, Israeli documents have now come out. And of course, Yoni Netanyahu died in this. The brother of the current opposition head, Benjamin Netanyahu, was one of the commandos raiding. Of course, it's known that Idi Amin in Uganda, it's known that his operation was run by Mossad. That's even in the excellent movie, by the way, The Last King of Scotland, which is very historical, very accurate, by the way. I read several books on Idi Amin, but the critics have also held it, and historians have. And you notice Mossad's running things early in the film, but then, oh, he turns against Mossad, and they stage the kidnapping and the mass shooting and all the rest of it, and that's in the film. I'm afraid, the Israeli documents and British documents that it was a staged event. And why? There was about to be a peace deal, a real peace deal, and they didn't want peace in the Middle East because then Israel couldn't expand into other territories. And different U.S. war hawks, of course, didn't want peace either, but the State Department did. And so you can understand that they want a wartime economy to dominate not just the Arabs but the Israeli population, to control the press, and to be able to just oppress the population generally and then have a pretext for a police state. Just like Hitler firebombed his own capital to get martial law going in 1933, the Israelis in 1976, the evidence is clear, were involved. Oh, by the way, the 40th anniversary came and went yesterday of the Israeli government attacking USS Liberty for 2.5 hours with two different waves of Dassault Missile fighter bombers, Mirage French fighter bombers that they bought, three torpedo boats, and Israeli commando helicopters. And now Israeli pilots have gone on record. You can read whitewashes in USA Today. That's propaganda. Israeli pilots have gone on record saying, yeah, we saw the American flag, and we were told three times to sink it and tried to refuse, but we're told we'd be court-martialed if we didn't. They tried to sink it to blame it on Egypt to start basically World War III. By the grace of God, that didn't work. Of course, the U.S. government was involved, too. And I've interviewed the admirals who were on the radio phone link when the president came over the phone line when they had launched fighter bombers to go save the ship. And the president said, no, you turn those craft back. That ship's going to the bottom. It needed to go to the bottom to, again, be blamed on the Egyptians. But this is the Jerusalem Post. Shin Bet involved in 1976 hijacking. But now, have you got a problem with that? That's the Jerusalem Post. Of course, I already knew this, but I never wanted to say it on air because I was just waiting for it to be declassified. I know a lot of you can't handle that, and we like to. There's some other things we could tell you about, too, but you know what? Maybe you're like children, some of you out there, and you're not ready for it. I just heard a national show saying there's no mercury in the vaccines anymore, and it doesn't cause autism. What the government did with regulation 6 years ago was announce that vaccine makers were, it was recommended that they make vaccine mercury thimerosal-free lots available. But then with the MMR shot and several other triple jabs as well as the flu shot, they actually tripled the dosage from 50 times safe levels to 250. I guess that's a quadrupling plus. Source on that is AP. So I'm sorry, Dr. Dean Adell, who I heard earlier. That's just not the way it works, sir. And I don't like to sit there and second guess you, but I've interviewed Nobel Prize winning medical doctors, and so you can talk about how you're a doctor all day. And, you know, and a lot of the stuff he says on there I agree with him with, but I think he's wrong. People say, well, I wouldn't give this to my children. You know, I'm a doctor. I wouldn't. Well, you just don't know what you're doing. I mean, you know, doctors used to put leeches on people and make them drink lead. Doctors used to dance around with big headdresses on screaming ooga booga and throwing cow dung on people. I mean, you know, and I'm going to question your orthodoxy, and we're going to talk about the Fed zone. Look, I have CDC documents from secret meetings in 2000 that were released in 2003 by ABC News, who got them, through Congressman Dan Burton's committee, where they say conclusively that autism's gone up several thousand percentile from 1 in 25,000 20-plus years ago to 1 now in less than 150. And that's not overdiagnosis. So I'm sorry, the CDC admits they caused mass brain damage. Okay, buddy? Now, you stick that in your pipe and you smoke it. Because I'm not about to sit here and let people be endangered by this. I've done the research. We know what we're talking about. And you better find out the truth. Back to government-sponsored terror. I knew that the globalists, the government, the criminal elements had bombed Oklahoma City to blame the conservatives in this country for it, to try to bring in their New World Order in 95. Now 12 years ago, I knew that. But I remember going to the Arbor Cinema in North Austin and watching One Day in September, and I learned something about the hostage crisis in the 1972 Munich Olympics. And this thing's got Michael Douglas voicing it. It won a bunch of awards, nominated for an Academy Award. Wait, did it win one? And it did win an Oscar and three other nominations and awards. So an Oscar-winning film, and at the end of it, they admit that a shadowy government group was orchestrating this through the Arabs, and that the Germans, they have the former head of German intelligence admitting that they staged a terror attack. Oh, he's on video. So let me see. We got the Israelis admitting they stage events. We've got the Germans admitting they stage events. We've got our own government doing it. And if you think guys on the cave did 9/11, boys and girls, I got some bridges I want to sell you. Give me a phone call. We'll be right back. Get into the armed standoff going on right now in New Hampshire. Stay with me.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to drinkact.com/BuyDirect. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to drinkact.com/BuyDirect. Click on Join Now and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's drinkact.com/BuyDirect and click on Join Now and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USC-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Raging for the truth, exposing corruption, dismantling the false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
We're going to cover the Brown siege and ongoing standoff in the Live Free or Die state, New Hampshire, here in just a moment. And then coming up, I'm going to get more into government-sponsored terror. This week it came out, Jerusalem Post, what many researchers already knew. Shin Bet involved in 1976 hijacking, working through and financing hardcore Muslim terror groups so they could then demonize more moderate organizations because they didn't want peace in the Middle East. Oh, yeah, because the military-industrial complex wants the power and control they get out of an ongoing war. And our government has been caught trying, of course, as usual, with plastic explosive bombs in a clear attempt to stage a false flag event in Germany. Now, this is in several major German papers. It's a minor footnote that German security forces caught U.S. forces. And, of course, every time our people get caught with bombs trying to stage terror, they claim it's part of a drill. Now, remember on 7-7 in London in 2005, they had the government running drills of the exact same trains and exact same bus being bombed at the exact same time. Now, we had an actuary done by that, by an actuarist at an insurance company, and it was, 23 plus tretagillion? That is trillions and trillions of times, of course, more than all the grains of sand in all the world. And, of course, on 9-11, the government was running drills of flying hijacked jets in the World Trade Center and Pentagon at the exact same time. That's USA Today reported that 2 years after we told you about it. We had inside sources. Of course, it's just an accident that they run exact drills at the exact time. No, that's so if they get caught by the other branches of government or other governments that they're running parallel right beside, they say, oh, it's just a drill. I say there, you're planning plastic explosive. Yes, we're Americans. We're just friendly. It was a drill. But it's real plastic explosive. When Putin's people were caught by Moscow police, because the Moscow police are good, they're not part of it, planting bombs in a fourth building to blow it up to blame it on the Chechens, they said, oh, it's a drill, with live explosives that they were about to detonate in the parking lot. Hexogen bombs. Okay, I'm already digressing. That's coming up in the second hour with your phone calls. We have Dustin calling from Germany. I bet he's calling in about this. Also, we have a report here about Bush wanting to legalize illegal aliens. We'll be getting into that. Also, Rick Perry violated federal law in a big way. We'll tell you about that in the second hour. This is an open and shut case. And this time it was even in the Dallas Morning News and Austin American Statesman, but the average person is still not aware of this. But before, but now let me, for this segment and the next, talk to Elaine Brown, Ed Brown. We got Matt Kazeez, also Infowars.com reporter, confusing with our other reporter who just left there a day or so ago, that being Matt Lepasic. Matt Kazeez is on his way there with wireless internet cameras so we can hopefully catch any further assaults live. My mother came over to the house Friday night, and she said, son, she's going over to visit her grandchildren. She said, son, I listened to you the last 2 days. Tell me who the Browns are. Tell me about their case first, what led up to this, before you talk about the siege that took place last week and then the propaganda and the police kidnapping someone and all the things that have happened. And I thought, you know, that's a good idea. So we're going to bring Elaine Brown up right now to, just in a nutshell, explain the type of harassment, the things they've gone through. She's a dentist. Thank you for coming on with us, Elaine.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Pretty good. Thank you for holding during my babbling. Just in a nutshell, for my mother even out there, tell us how it came to this, where you guys were there in your house, you know, in the woods, a, you know, beautiful, what is it, 5,000 square foot or bigger home. You're there in your beautiful home, and you're saying, we're not going to pay these taxes to the private Federal Reserve. You can just come on in here and kill us.
Well, we're not going to pay because they've never been able to show us the law requiring us to pay. We've been asking them since 1994 to show us the law requiring us or you or any other ordinary American who has a job to pay taxes on that earnings. And they have never been able to do so. So we have told them in 1996 that until you do such show us such law, then we're not going to pay those taxes. And so that's when we stopped paying. And in 2004, they started their attack on us, and it has culminated in this. We were brought to trial in January. We walked out of the trial. You know, this is all in a nutshell here. Refused to acknowledge their jurisdiction, refused to acknowledge their verdict, their sentencing, and we return anything, any correspondence we get from the court, we just send it back to them unopened.
Now, of course, you're cutting out how they would lie to you and just raid your house out of the middle of nowhere and grab you and manhandle you and just all the other things that happened leading up to this.
Right. I didn't know how much you wanted to go into.
And, of course, well, sure, and they know you're doing a great job. And then, of course, going back to all of this, for many years you wrote them letters saying we want to pay, just show us the law.
Exactly.
And for those that don't know, all this stuff with government sleight of hand, most agencies you see aren't even governmental now. I mean, to boil this down, let me explain it. TxDOT, microcosm, Texas Department of Transportation, made a secret deal with Centro Zachary of Spain, and then it turned out, of course, when we finally got sections of it, that literally Centro just bought off the politicians and is investing nothing and being given 8,000 miles of roads. They'll make $200 billion pure profit with no outlays. It'd be like if I was the mayor and I said, give me $1 million and I'll give you a $1 billion building. I mean, it's just, you know, selling things they don't own. And then when the legislature tried to ask questions, the Centra sued the state, saying you're not allowed to know about our agreement with an unelected agency. So even the legislature in Texas just sits here saying, okay, you're the boss. We run nothing. Foreign companies run things. What happened is private families took over the Federal Reserve System, set it up in 1913, for those that don't know. They set up the income tax the same year. We never had one before. We had dozens and dozens of other constitutional taxes. And even Ronald Reagan's own commission reported, Ron Paul's reported, I have the U.S. government documents. Not one dime of income tax goes around the country. It goes in an inflationary complex economic. And I've interviewed Joseph Stiglitz, the chief economist, World Bank folks on this, okay? This is a fact.
Right.
This is the same thing in all the industrialized world. Because they're always inflating the money supply through fractional reserve banking, they have to have an income tax to try to at least cover up most of the inflation. And then they use that with debt on the issuance of money to control the country. So it was all designed to bankrupt the U.S. into the hands of private corporations. We're now in the consolidation phase. Please continue.
Well,
we've got Ed Brown here, your husband. Ed, I mean, just in a nutshell, tell him about the, you know, the raids, the lying, the physical stuff.
Well, back in, November 2004, about 7:30 in the morning. Myself and my staff had just come into the office to start the day. And all of a sudden, the back door opened, and about 28 agents, IRS, federal marshals, U.S. Postal Service inspectors, Lebanon police, state police, all in body armor, all fully armed, came into the office. There was a sniper up on the hill behind the office with his sniper rifle aimed down into the parking lot.
Now, this is back when you guys were being friendly. Yeah, I mean, you're a nice lady with a big dental office in town.
Yeah.
You know, $2 million house. You're just like, hey, we got federal documents. You know, there's top IRS agents going public saying it's all a big scam. Folks, the reason I brought up Texas is we're going to be paying taxes forever to a foreign company for no reason, and they're going to tell you it's governmental, and the cops won't even know that, just like cops don't know the IRS is a collection agency for private banks. Please continue.
Right, and they're also chartered out of Puerto Rico, not even...
That is a fact. They're not even an American, yeah.
Right.
Just like Halliburton's in Dubai, but people tell you it's red, white, and blue, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So they did all of this to download information off my computer. Following that, Ed and I filed a tort suit against the individuals involved in state superior court.
Stay there. I want to finish up with the backside on this and then get into what you're facing now. They were there. They fired at someone on the property, admittedly, then kidnapped him, told him they'd send him to prison if he didn't lie. Helicopters, armored vehicles, FBI running it all. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
So. News, politics, sports, cars, home recruiting, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
We're locked into the Alex Jones Show.
All right, we got Matt Kazee, who is a reporter for Infowars.com. He did a great job. He's also a student for 9/11 Truth. He was there on the campus of Virginia Tech. It was his friend who got the cell phone video of the shooting going on, the sound of the shots. He's almost there. He's got some wireless internet cameras. We'll hopefully get some feeds of that up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I don't want to take too much of your time up, Ed and Elaine Brown, but the story is so incredible because, for those that don't know, in a nutshell, Thursday morning I got the call, and then I pulled it up, and sure enough it was on local news. 6 armored vehicles, 3 helicopters, 2 drones, other aircraft, over 100 armed police, federal, state, local. And then we heard, oh, there was a guy walking a dog on the property, a visitor, a radio listener. You also have your own radio show and also a listener to my show, who just came out there to see what was happening, and he was about to leave that day, by the way. He was out there walking your dog out at the end of the property, and all of a sudden somebody says freeze and starts shooting at him, and then they run up and taser him, and then sure enough, they went and lied and told him the FBI called him in. This is all up on PrisonPlanet.com. Now, a lot of this has been confirmed by the police, but they're trying to spin it. Now, think about this. And they walked up to him. This is Danny Riley. You can watch his testimony up on Google Video. We have links to that. I told him it was important to get his, several videos up on the record so they wouldn't whack him. And by the way, if you don't think Black Ops doesn't do this in the FBI, you got nothing coming. These are serious people, folks.
Hey, Alex, I don't believe the FBI was there.
You think they lied and told him they were FBI?
U.S. Marshals.
Well, now, certainly I interviewed Danny Riley, who you guys say is a good guy, and he said that 2 of them said were FBI.
Really? Then I stand corrected then. I didn't know that.
You guys may have missed that interview because, Danny's sense was... Well, let me just finish the brief story for people. And so, because, again, I'd have you guys just telling it, but everybody keeps demanding to hear the story for those that don't know about it. And so they told him, do not tell anybody FBI is here. And we're going to send you back into the compound, and because that's how they dehumanize a home, as they call it, a compound. Mm-hmm. And they said, find out how many guns they've got, find out what they've got, and if you don't come out, you're going to be imprisoned or be killed when we raid it. And then, he went in, he said he told you the truth, that they told him to come in and, say that two police just tackled him trying to serve a seizure warrant for the dental office in town. So, folks, look at the obviousness of this lie. Armored vehicles, helicopters, all these police, militarized police, they're on the property. Then they said to him, we know they've got a 50 cal. He said, I haven't seen it. And they said, well, you're a bleeping liar. We saw you shooting it yesterday, out there on your shooting range out in the country. And so the story here isn't just that they were planning a raid on you Thursday, but that they ordered him to go lie to the media. Then they did lie to the media and told the media that, oh, no, we just tackled him when he came out to the mailbox. We didn't shoot at him or taser him. But notice the sheriff was real careful, or the and also the local head of the federal marshals said, well, we didn't use any deadly force. Well, they can call shooting, I guess, up in the air or over his head that. Yeah. But the incredible thing is...
Over his head. They shot right past his head, yeah.
Right past his head, yeah.
Well, listen, you guys got the floor. Just tell us where you stand, what you're doing, where this is going to go from here.
Go ahead. I don't know where it's going to go from here. I mean, yeah. I can't predict the future. All I know is I'm going to stand by the laws of this land.
Mm.
They're not. They're operating as criminals. They're worse than the mafia, for God's sakes. They lie, cheat, steal, con. They have no honor whatsoever. They're trying to kill us. That's clear as of Thursday morning by trying to shoot our house guest. That means they had 12 ghillie-suited special forces out of six out of Massachusetts is what it looks like, and six out of Maine with their armored personnel carriers, state police. I guess now with two FBI orchestrating the whole thing, I thought it was U.S. Marshals, but I guess it was...
No, he said U.S. Marshals were there, too.
U.S. Marshals there, too. It's supposed to be their operation. But at any rate, it came out, the orders came from Washington, that's clear. But they were here to murder us.
Mm-hmm.
So now we know that that's... So they have changed the rules of engagement here. Now, we have nothing to do except protect and defend at any and all costs. So that's what we're preparing for, is the worst situation.
Well, Ed, I mean, I understand the live free or die sentiment, but at the same time, it's not going to hurt the New World Order if some of these marshals creeping around get shot, and we know they are on your property.
Of course not.
And it's not going to hurt the New World Order if you and your wife get killed. Is there, and I'm not trying to be like the federal marshals on the phone with you, but is there any way to end this? I mean, is there any way to end this peaceably?
Sure. Behave themselves. Go away.
Yeah. Remember, Alex, they have never shown one law that we have broken.
There's not one law. Look, Alex, if they will turn themselves in, okay, now, voluntarily, we won't use any kind of force against them when we arrest them. You think I'm being facetious or cavalier? I'm not. They think that they have the power that they have. They haven't seen the kind of human power that can rise around them. The enemy has us surrounded, but they have nowhere to hide. Remember, this was my case, not their case. I started this investigation 15 years ago. I'm a United States Constitution Ranger for real. I don't tolerate nonsense from my public servants. They're breaking the law.
Oh, but they're officials and authorities. They're not servants anymore, and you are a civilian. See, all the terms have been changed, folks.
Not interested in what they say.
Yeah, that's right.
I have no concern about what they say. They do not exist. They are a fiction. They are a standing army in my country, violating the very laws and tenets of the Constitution.
Well, I know this. I have FEMA on video in Road to Tyranny, where FEMA on tape in a room full of cops says the Founding Fathers are terrorists, Christians are terrorists, and I have their training manual that says those that make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution are terrorists,
mm-hmm.
gun groups are terrorists, property rights activists are terrorists. And finally, 2 weeks ago, the AP had the headline that gay rights groups on terrorist list, and they were real upset, and it listed Christians, gun owners, gay groups, environmental groups, everybody, basically,
sure.
are listed as terrorists. And they got all, but it finally made the news because it had the gays in there. Well, welcome to the club here. This is insane that this is going on, but this is just human history. Now, I had to give the backside and spend a lot of time, given the history and then kind of bringing folks up to speed. And I'm sorry I had to do that with you guys hearing it a million times, but for the listeners that weren't aware. But where is all this going? Do you think they're going to come in on you soon? Or do you think they're going to leave you alone?
I have no idea, and I'm not going to even try to predict it. We live our lives here hour by hour. We're not that concerned one way or the other. If they come in, fine. We are retaliatory. We are a reciprocal people. Whatever they do with us, we will return, good or bad, tenfold. Not a problem. So local folks and officers are waiting to bet these criminals coming into this jurisdiction, hey, they're just as susceptible as anybody else.
Now, for those that don't know, I made the point Thursday, so did Jack McClam, who helped defuse the Ruby Ridge crisis in 1992. Perhaps we should get Jack on the line next hour to talk more about this. We believe this could trigger a giant uprising nationwide. I was, frankly, pleased to see Potok, the head analysis man, number two at the Southern Poverty Law Center, in the Associated Press yesterday. In fact, I have the article here.
What does that creep say?
He is a creep, but he did say that he doesn't want this to end violently because this will, quote, swell the patriot ranks and could cause a revolution. But at the same time, I particularly don't want a armed civil war to start. And I don't think, do you think the local police realize and the feds realize that if they kill you, there is a good chance that it is going to, that they're going to have some problems? I mean, this is horrible.
We don't care whether they do or not. But you see, this is not, they want us to go to rally up here and attack them. That's what they want us to do. We're not going to do that. And people behind me, once they kill us, if that's what they're planning to do, are not going to rise up in that large numbers and do anything. That's what they want to happen so they can declare martial law. It isn't going to happen that way. It's going to go to rooftop.
Voting from the rooftops?
You got it. Rooftop politics. Okay, anyone who actually continues to break the law the way they are, continue to kill people, steal their land, their property, local police, state police, like they did up here yesterday. They changed the engagements as of Thursday permanently now. Now, all these people are being identified. Local police, sheriff's departments are not doing their job, state police, Mr. Flynn here in New Hampshire, head of the state police and so on, Christopher Arcoin, who said that was part of the SWAT team putting the sniper rifle down in our head. These people are all recognized now. And remember, they live here, too. Hey, folks, go ahead, do your thing. Got nothing to do with me and my wife anymore. Well, our job is now done. Now our job is to warn them for their actions. Go ahead and do your thing. We're going to stand by and mind our own business and do absolutely nothing. So anybody coming in here will and do anything to us will be absolutely murder, and it will be from the Freemasons. The Freemasons will cause our death, guaranteed.
Once we're dead, it's out of our hands, but it will not end there.
No, we're not
by any means. And they have been told.
They know.
They have been told.
They know. Gordon Gillins, you hear that? Mr. Flynn from the State Police, New Hampshire, you hear that? And the rest of you guys? Go ahead. Do your thing. We look for you every day.
Let me do 5 more minutes with you guys on the other side and get a report from Matt Kazee's InfoWars.com reporter about to be arriving there at your home known as the compound. We'll be right back with the second hour.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
That would...